weeks. Oprah began with the disclaimer that she was doing this show only because several trusted friends had described Althea as the class act of the psychic world. Althea began working the audience in the studio. Did someone here lose a loved one in a drowning accident? I see a man standing behind you. Was there a boat involved? And so on. Unlike most psychics I have seen, Althea was bombing. The audience was not feeding her the cues she needed to divine her information. Finally, well into the program, she struck pay dirt. Calling out to a middle-aged woman partially hidden behind a studio camera, Althea said the woman had lost her mother to cancer. The woman screamed and started crying. Furthermore, Althea noted, the young man next to the woman was her son, who was troubled by school and career decisions. He acknowledged the observation and recounted his tale of woe. The audience was stunned. Oprah was silenced. Althea pumped out more details and predictions. After the taping, one woman stood up and announced that she had come to the studio to debunk Althea, but was now a believer. Enter the skeptic. In my allotted few minutes on camera, I explained that what the audience had just witnessed could be seen at the Magic Castle in Hollywood on any night that a mentalist who knows how to work a crowd is appearing. By work, I mean the time-proven technique of